Welcome in. Today we're doing an amen break sourcing and prep masterclass for drum and bass inside Ableton Live using only stock tools, no third-party plugins, no mystery chains, just a clean workflow you can repeat on every track. By the end, you'll have three really practical things: a tempo-locked amen loop that sits perfectly at DNB tempo, a slice drum rack version you can program like your own kit, and a few ready-to-go variations so your drums don't feel cop-pasted. Quick vibe check. The amen is famous for a reason. It has swing, ghost notes, bleed, cymbal wash, all the messy human stuff that makes jungle and DNB move. Our job isn't to sterilize it. Our job is to control it without killing it. Alright. Step 0. Set up the session like you mean it. Set your project tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is common, but 174 is a sweet spot for learning. Now create a few tracks. Make one audio track and name it Amen Loop. Make one MIDI track and name it Amen Rack. And make two return tracks. Return A is Drum Room. Return B is Drum Crunch. On Drum Room, load Ableton's reverb. Set it to a short room vibe. Decay around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb, using the low cut around 200 to 400 Hz, so the room doesn't muddy the low end. And because it's a return, keep it fully wet. On drum crunch, drop a saturator. Drive somewhere between 2 and 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. If you want extra texture, add redux after it. Keep it subtle. Downsample maybe 2 to 6, and dry wet around 5 to 20%. The goal is edge. Not everything is sandpaper. Cool. Now step 1. Sourcing the amen, legally and practically. The original Amen Break comes from the Winstons, Amen, Brother, 1969. If you directly sample the original recording, you can run into rights issues depending on how you release your music. So the beginner-friendly, safest approach is to use a licensed break pack, a royalty-free break library, a replayed or recreated Amen, or an explicitly cleared archive. The key word is explicitly. Don't assume. Now make yourself a proper folder structure. Create a folder like samples, breaks, amen. Inside it, plan for a few flavors. For example, amen clean, amen crunchy, and a folder called amen one shots for extracted kick, snare, hats. Even if you only have one file today, organize like you're building a real toolkit. Once you have your amen as a WAV or AFE, drag it onto the amen loop audio track. Step 2 is the big one, warping correctly. This is everything. Click the clip so you see it in the clip view. Turn warp on. Ableton will guess the tempo. If it's wrong, don't panic. What matters is alignment. Now choose a warp mode. For most drum breaks, use beats mode. Set preserve to transients. Set the envelope somewhere around 50 to 90. Higher envelope tends to hold the tails more. Lower can make it choppier. If you hear weird clicks or warbly cymbals, adjust the envelope first. If it still sounds strange, you can try complex mode as a smoother option, but it can soften the punch. For breaks, punch matters, so start with beats. Now we find the true start. This is the move that fixes like half of beginner warping problems. Zoom in right at the beginning of the sample. Alive Amen files have a tiny silence or a soft lead-in before the first real transient. You want the first actual hit. When you see the transient you want as the start of the bar, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then right-click again and choose warp from here straight. What you're doing is telling Ableton, this is the anchor, now map the rest forward in a straight musical way. Now do a quick ear test. Loop it for 4 to 8 bars and listen. If the snare starts feeling early or late over time, your start marker is off by a tiny amount. Nudge the start point slightly and recheck. If cymbals shimmer in an ugly way, that's usually the beat's envelope setting fighting the tails. Adjust it until the transients stay punchy, but the cymbal decay doesn't wobble. And here's an important rule. Don't fight the amen. If you warp every single transient perfectly to the grid, you usually end up with a robot break. Keep the backbeat stable, and let the ghosts be a little loose. Step 3. Loop it cleanly so it's bar perfect. Turn loop on in the clip. Set the loop length to something musical. A lot of amen edits are one bar, but some sources are two bars. Set your loop start and loop end so it cycles seamlessly. Then turn on fades in clip view, and add tiny fade-ins and fade-outs, just a few milliseconds, to prevent clicks. Step 4. Gain staging. This is boring, but it's the difference between punchy and why is my compressor freaking out. Put utility first on the Amen loop track. Adjust the gain so the loudest hits peak around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. You're leaving headroom for processing. Also check stereo. If it's super wide and feels weak in the center, pull utility width down a touch, like 80 to 100%, and a good sanity trick. Briefly hit mono just to see if the punch collapses. If it does, you might need less width or a slightly different approach later. Now step 5, slicing to MIDI, turning the break into your own kit. Right-click the Amen audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, one slice per transient. For the preset, you can use built-in or choose none if you want it totally clean and handle everything yourself. Ableton creates a new MIDI track with a drum rack and each slice mapped across pads. Do some immediate housekeeping, because this saves you so much time later. Rename the rack Amen Rack, then audition the pads. Find your main kickish slices, your main snare-ish slices, your hats, rides, and ghost notes. Rename a few key pads: kick, snare, ghost, hat, ride. Even just labeling the main snare and main kick is a massive quality of life improvement. And here's a workflow tip. Arrange your pads mentally. Kicks on the left, snares closer to the middle, hats and cymbals higher up. You want your hands and eyes to find things fast. Step 6. Clean up slices for tightness without killing the vibe. Click a pad so Simpler opens for that slice. In Simpler, Classic mode is fine for this. For one-shot slices, usually turn Warp off inside Simpler. Set Trigger mode to one-shot so the slice plays consistently. Then adjust the start point so it hits instantly and doesn't flam. If you get clicks, use a tiny fade inside Simpler, or slightly adjust the start. Micro moves, not huge ones. And I want to say this clearly. Keep some messy slices. Don't delete every ghost or bleed hit. That dirt is the energy. The trick is controlling it, not erasing it. Now step 7. Build a basic rolling D&B pattern, Amen style. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on the Amen Rock track. Start with the anchor pattern. Kick on 1.1. Snare on 1.2 and 1.4, which is your backbeat on 2 and 4. Then bring the loop to life. Add ghost snares slightly before or after the main snare hits. Add hat or ride slices to create forward motion. If you're new, a simple method is, keep the main snare strong and consistent, and use ghost notes to push into it. Now, don't hard quantize everything. If you want groove fast, open the groove pool and try an MPC-style swing preset. Set the amount around 10 to 25%. Add a little random, like 2 to 6%. Supple. The goal is human, not sloppy. Extra coach note, decide your control point. If you love the original loop vibe, you can stay on the audio clip and do minimal edits. If you want surgical programming and custom fills, commit to the drum rack. And the best of both worlds is, program in the rack, then resample and do fast audio chops. That's how you get that classic edited break feeling. Step 8, stock processing chain for punch, control, and attitude. Put this chain on the Amen Rack track first. You can also do it on the audio loop if you're staying in audio, but the Rack track is a great drum bus for your slices. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to remove rumble. If it's boxy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 400 Hz. If you need more crack, try a small boost around 3 to 6 kHz, but don't turn it into ice. Next, drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 20, depending how aggressive you want it. Crunch from 0 to 20, tastefully. Boom can be tempting, but in modern D&B, your sub usually comes from the bass, not the break. So keep boom low unless you really know you need it. Use damp to tame harshness if cymbals get spitty. Then glue compressor. This is for movement and control, not for flattening. Attack around 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release on auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, ratio 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. If you're seeing 6 dB plus constantly, you're probably overdoing it and the groove will start to shrink. Optional. Saturator after that. Drive 1 to 5 dB. Soft clip on, just for grit. And then a limiter as a safety net, not for loudness. Ceiling at minus 0.3. It should only catch occasional peaks. Now use your returns. Send a little to drum room, maybe around minus 20 to minus 12 dB send level. You want cohesion, not a big awash. Then send a little to drum crunch, maybe minus 24 to minus 14 dB. Just enough to feel it when you mute it. Step 9. Make 3 variations. This is where your loop becomes an arrangement tool. Variation is your roller. Steady hats or ride slices. Ghosts around the snares. This is the main character loop. Variation B is drop emphasis. A super effective move is to remove a kick right before a snare so the snare hits harder. Bass equals impact. You can also add a short reverse leading into beat 2 or 4. If reversing inside the rack feels annoying, Don't worry, you can do it with audio after resampling, which we'll get to in a minute. Variation C is a fill or switch, usually at the end of 4 or 8 bars. A classic is a stutter. Duplicate a snare or hat slice in 1/16 or 1/32 right near the end of the bar, with a little velocity ramp up. Just make sure it resolves cleanly back to 1.1.1. And here's a simple arrangement map. 32 bars. Bars 1 to 8. Intro with a filtered amen and less density. Bars 9 to 16. Full amen plus bass. Bars 17 to 24. Switch to variation B for energy lift. Bars 25 to 32. Variation C into the next section. Also, think in energy moves. If you only change 3 things over time, you can still create a journey. Density, brightness, and room. More hats equals more energy. More top end equals more excitement. More reverbs end equals more space. Rotate those, and your drums feel like they're evolving. Step 10. Resample for printed control. Optional, but powerful. Create a new audio track called Amen Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 8 to 16 bars of your Amen rack performance. What you get is a committed, processed break performance, like a classic jungle workflow. From here, edits are fast. Reverse one tiny hit into a snare. Add fades. Chop out a piece for a turnaround. You can even slice again from your processed audio to create a new rack that's already got your punch and grit baked in. Now, quick common mistakes and fixes, because these will save you frustration. If you warped every transient, and it sounds stiff, undo that approach. Warp from the first transient and only correct major drift. If your amen sounds crushed and small, ease off the compressor. Glue should usually be 1 to 3 dB of reduction. If the break is fighting your bass, high pass more aggressively. Sometimes 60 to 90 Hz is totally fine if your bass owns the sub. If slices click, use tiny fade-ins in simpler, adjust the start point, or enable clip fades on auto. And if your groove disappeared, stop hard quantizing. Use groove pool or manually nudge ghost notes off-grid. Keep the backbeat stable. Let the ghosts breathe. Now a few darker DNB upgrades, still stock only. One is parallel distortion on highs only. Make an audio effect rack with 2 chains. Clean and grit. This audio version is shortened for playback.